Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to come before you today to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the love guru, and a man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, let us present Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. Identify the last four digits of your cell or your telephone. Ask for your your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith about building boys to be the father of the future. This is part 12. So we're excited because Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood is the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. And see, we wanted to take this dealing with our boys so we can develop them into or put them in a position to be a productive man. And that's what it's all about, because we can't have families to continue if we still continue to have boys be boys that's 30 years old, boys that being boys that's 40 years old, boys that are still being boys that's 50 years old. We have to have boys that eventually evolve into men. And where this series is all about putting the word out. We are an interactive station that share thoughts with you, but you have an opportunity to join us through all of the social media sites and share your thoughts as well. Now, you can check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can email the show at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, along with checking us out on Instagram. We have two devices that we're recording from today, and the first device is President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, along with Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville 10. That's the members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We're partners with them. We thank them for all they're doing to support this venture so we can be successful together. Also, you can check us out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDalberto Smith. So you got ways to just communicate with us. Now, the reason we're sharing all these different social media sites, because WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, is first to take all of the social media, put a interactive platform out on those social media websites. And we're really excited about that, just using the ability to be virtual, but getting the word out as well. You can also tweet the show. We have several Twitter accounts that you can tweet us. You can tweet us at WBSW Radio, at Zeta Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. Also, I did mention one site on Instagram that we're not recording from, but you can communicate with us. That's Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. So we're just so excited to be able to bring some more information, a more discussion about our title, Building Boys to be the Fathers of the Future, Part 5. Now, just to share with you that if you want to go back and check out the other 11 episode, you can go to WBSW Radio, type in blog talk, and you'll be able to pull up all of those episodes through. We're the voice of the Smith Way Production, WBSW. We're so glad to have that opportunity and just share things with you. This is great for us. Now, we're truly excited to have an awesome team of individuals that are working with us. And we have 12 interactive shows that we're broadcasting throughout the month. Each month, we're hitting, if we don't do all of them in 1 week, we may do three in 1 week, three in the next week, or four in 1 week, or five. It's just making sure that we have those avenues out there for you to be a part of. We also want you to know that you can check us out and be a part of our WBSW Radio Giveaway, WBSW Radio Giveaway, by sending your name along with these four means of transaction. Just select one of them, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle, to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. We have given away in the last 2 years 11 trips where we paid for the hotel stay. The most recent trip was in January. It was a 5-night, 6-day trip to Cancun, Mexico. We paid for the hotel stay with a retail value of $1,284. So we want to continue to give back. And coming up in the next, within this time frame now, we call it this quarter of the year, we're also going to give away a 3-night, 4-day trip to Orlando. We want to make sure you're registered. What you need to do is go to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, put your name along with one of those means of transaction. Repeat them, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle. Give a shout out to Latonya.up. Thank you for joining us, Latonya. You're the first one up. Thank you so much. So it's important that we share an opportunity to be able to interact with you. So you have an opportunity to type in comments where you're able to just share with us. We're really excited because we have several books we want to give away. So, Latonya, since you're the first one on today, we have a book by one of our authors who was on the show, and we want to give this to you. What we need is your mailing address, P.O. box, or whatever you want to, so we can send it to you. It's entitled How to Climb the Mountain to Financial Aid, or of Financial Aid, and it's by Mr. Trey B. Johnson. So send us the information, Tonya, and we'll make sure we get this off, mail to you as soon as possible, because we have authors that's on our show. We purchase books from them, and you get an opportunity to just read what Trey Johnson is talking about, climbing the mountain of financial aid. Please do that as soon as possible. Again, my email, or the show email, is LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. That's LorenzaDSmith, D as in David, SMITH15 at gmail.com. Thank you so much to Latonya for being the first one on today. Thank you so much. Let's get started with our show, because it's important for us to continue with this series talking about building Boaz to be father of the future. And I want us to continue to think about that. It's no way any person that have a male gender as a young man or a boy in their family and not think about how you would like to be a part of his life so he can be the best father of the future. And we're not talking about training them when they're 25 or 30 years old. We're talking about preparing them, raising them as young as possible so they can be fathers of the future, not overgrown boys of the future. We don't need that. The culture cannot prosper and grow until we have families of men and women, and women is always ahead of men in regards to maturity during the younger years, but the men do catch up, because it takes a boy to be at least 30, which become a man, like 30-something years old before he really hit his peak, whether it's mentally or whatever it may be. His maturity, that comes along with the territory. So we want to start talking about it now. We're not going to talk about it later. I was reading an article in the American Psychological Association journal, and it was talking about supporting our boys to be successful in school. So that's all about training and preparing and raising our boys to be competitive as men. We have to keep in mind that if we don't prepare them as boys, they will not be successful as men. Even if they become a man, they can fall in the category that I talked about on one of my previous shows a couple months ago about being grown males. We want to put out grown men. See, it's a difference between a grown male. I don't need to give you but one thing that tells you that you got a grown male that have all the tools that is needed to be classified as a man, and a grown man is how they handle responsibility. See, a grown male going to blame everybody else for what's going on. That's what they do through their youthful years, their adolescence, and also their young adult years. They don't realize when they get to the age of 32, 33 years old, it's time to accept your responsibility. See, a grown man accept their responsibility. That's why I said it takes time for our boys to grow and to be productive men. So let's train them and teach them now when they are 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, 9, 10, however, up to the level even at 20, 21, 25, 30, how and what is needed to be a grown man. See, that's what we're missing in our world. See, we quickly said when we have 80% of our household led by single parents and 67% of African-American female, that we tell a boy at 12, 13, you're a man. He's not a man. And just because he might be the only male in that house, that don't make him a man. And see, that's one of the things our schools, because I spent 36 years, 36.8 years as an educator, all levels. The only level I didn't eventually serve is as a superintendent, but everything up to it. So I have watched boys in some cases become successful men, and I watch boys become failures or not as successful. Let's not say failure. We're going to remove that word. We're going to say not successful. And it takes them a little longer. Takes them a little longer to get where they need to get. Can our culture stand for? Truly, we have to prepare them and have them to understand that it will take way out of beyond your 20s, because my dad told me this, and I couldn't understand this as a young man, when he said, you're not grown. I don't care if you got a job. I don't care if you got a family, a wife, a family. You're still not grown, son, until your pants waist side goes from a 32 to a 36. I don't care if he's a 28, he has to go up 4 notches. And that's his really 2 notches. But the truth of the matter, he's saying, with your years of maturity and growth, you will become the man that you need to lead your family. At that time, I didn't understand. I just knew that I was pushing to have my waistline to a 36. And that is something small. That is something people of wisdom would share with you. And it's time for us as the men of the grown men to share with our boys. So as we talk about raising our boys to be fathers of the future, we have to discuss how to help struggling boys. I was talking about the article I saw in the APA Journal, and it talked about what schools must do. Because one of the things you have to keep in mind, and I read in this article, and this article said that the fear and the anxiety that comes along with our boys encountering things in school is carried on to manhood. And I said, let me read some more, because I've seen this, and I've seen how certain elements in the schools do things to keep their foot on that boy. Not focusing on whether the race situation. It happens within our culture. We have to take out this situation where our boys are fearful of seceding. That's the fear that's placed because of their encountering is seceding. I wrote a book called Education, and I want people to kind of keep in mind what happened to the past. That's a book I wrote about 5 years ago. Education, what happened to the past? Where is it that we're operating to prepare our boys to be men of the future? By doing things that I would do and want someone to do for my son. I want to give a shout out to Shocker Blue 5, a member of Zeta 5 Beta Sorority Incorporated. Christopher Bennett 638, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter. Thank you so much, Chris. Thank you so much, Shocker, as well as Tanya. As we talk about the fear and the anxiety that goes along in our boys because they're always identified as troublemakers. So people don't realize that we put that label on our boys. And our boys are not successful. And I'm talking about black boys. See, I'm not going to get you confused here, because the article talked about black males or black boys is put into fearful and anxiety situation while they're in school. They're always classified as ADHD. They're always placed and want to be placed in referred to special ed. They're also identified as troublemakers. They're also put in situations where they can become violent. See, truly, if you spend any time researching data, which is available on every department, everybody's State Department of Education website, you will find out, because let me explain this to you, what I said at State Department of Education website. Any website dealing with that State Department of Education, they have to post and have to put in place the numbers dealing with suspensions and expulsion. If you look at any website, you can see that the large number of suspensions for fights are not boys. I'm telling you, because that was my job in a district, and I was the one that called an at-risk coordinator. So I had to have that data ready to present to the board, which was sent on to the State Department of Education. Let's not be fooled that our boys are not the one that's always suspended for fighting. They're not the large number. But they are suspended because they won't sit down, they say. They're suspended because they disrupt class. They're suspended because they got to play for nature. They're suspended because of the things that are minute that we can work through. But a lot of it because fear and anxiety. Let's talk about why they continue to struggle and how we're going to help our struggling boys in today's society. You as a parent, grandparent, brother, cousin, uncle, how do you help the boys in your family? See, this show is all about a grassroots talk show. We focus on issues in our neighborhood, block by block, house by house, home by home, apartment by apartment, townhouse by townhouse, condo by condo. That is where our focus is. So how do you help your grandson? How do you help your son? How do you help your brother? How do you help your nephew? How do you help your cousin? How do you help your uncle when they're struggling in today's society? Number one is you have to learn in your mind. You have to reward their attempt to succeed. See, you have to reward them. See, we get caught up in always rewarding people because they're always fit in number one. Let me kind of put a pin right there. See, rewarding their attempts to succeed. It's hard for them to succeed if they haven't seen it done right. That's why it's so important in our community, in our homes, that our boys see role models and positive male image. Don't assume your grandson or your cousin, your nephew are not watching you. So as a man, I ask you to focus on rewarding their attempts to succeed. Reward them. See, don't get caught up in this thinking, which some have when they're dealing with athletics, and we want to reward them. We spend more time with trophies for participation. But this is your son, your grandson, your nephew, your brother, your cousin. Reward them for their attempt to succeed, because not one of us have tried something and succeeded every time we did it the first time. Just keep that in mind. But what you're supposed to do is to let them know that I respect the effort there. Just share with them and I'm proud of you making the effort. But if you let's take a minute and talk about it. Son, grandson, nephew, brother, uncle, cousin. Let's see what you did. That'll get them in the mind of looking at the plan of action they had. See, we can determine whether you succeed or not based on the plan of action. See, if they see and know that you use a plan of action for your life, then they can be prepared to be successful by using a plan of action for their life. Reward them for their attempts to succeed. Because in life, it might take plan A, B, C, and D for you to be successful. What you're building with this thought process is don't ever give up. I want to give a shout out to TGod_creative_, and another shout out to Trailblazer Calico Glanco, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She had that trailblazer, so she had trailed some blaze. She had set forth and done some things. Thank you, my sister of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Give a shout out to all the Divine Nine that's joining us. It's good to have you as well. The next thing you want to make sure is work with them to develop their talent. See, you help them to see their talent and guide them where they can apply their talent well. Help them so they can see that they have a talent. We all are unique individuals. I tell all the teachers that I am a supervisor for at a university. I always tell them, and when you get into that classroom, you may have 32 students, and 32 students have different talents. 32 students learn different. What you have to do is to help them to see how they learn. And then as a teacher, you guide them so they can apply that talent to benefit themselves. That's what we're talking. If we want people to be successful in the future, we have to be able to help identify. Then once we identify, we help guide them so they can be successful. It's not hard. We all can do that, especially for our black boys. Men, if we want our boys to be fathers of the future, even if you're not a father, make sure you feel and present yourself as a role model. It's not a book on how to be a role model because it's unique. One size don't fit all. What you have and what you present is unique because it's yours. So if you want to be a role model, do the right thing. There's a movie came out probably 30 years ago. Spike Lee, Do the Right Thing. Let them see you be respectful toward others. If you have a talent, let him see you perform that talent. If you fail, let him see you fail. Then let him experience you make the adjustment. This is what role modeling is all about. Or in other words, a positive male image. You have to see it. So they can take that in and don't be fearful and have a lot of anxiety as a boy, a man. This is what we must do in our communities. He can't see you as a positive role model dipping and dodging out of different homes that you don't stay in. That is not positive. See, he can pick that negative part up easily. Let him see you with your family. If he at school, our role model should be our teachers, our administrator, any male in the building. He should see you performing as a positive male image. You don't have to prepare a strip for yourself. Just do the right thing. Spike Lee movie, as I said, do the right thing. Right bring about right. And wrong bring about wrong. So what we want to continue to push for, that he see you, that you attempted and you even failed, but your reward was I have an opportunity still to come back and be successful. He see me with a talent, and I'm showing my talent. And I want to help him see his talent and guide him. Help them self-reflect. It's important that we're there to help our boys to reflect on their learning process, regardless of what age they are. See, in schools, if they're not successful, that is not the biggest challenge. The challenge is that can he reflect to see where he did not succeed at? Show him, teach him. So we're challenging the schools and the individuals in the brick and mortar, especially with our black boys. Help him to reflect so he can adapt. See, one of my thing that I spend a lot of time with this, and I tell everybody, I look at life this way. We always gonna have problems. I refuse to wallow in problems. Some people call it pity party. I'm always thinking about solutions. You're either problem-oriented or you're solution-oriented. I'm a solution-oriented person. Teach our boys to be solution-oriented. Teach them to understand there are going to be problems and challenges in life. What do you do about the challenges? See, we want to raise strong men. We want to raise great husbands. We want to raise productive men. We want to raise boys to be that. Help them reflect. That's the best way you can address is to reflect on it. And what will I do to succeed in the future? Teach boys how to think a little deeper. A little deeper. Just think about what else I can do. What can I do? What do I need to do? What can I use to be successful? That is working on a solution. I challenge you to do that. Building boys to be the father of the future. See, everybody say, well, you're saying that, but you they need to see a whole lot. No, see, a father is a productive man. If we're teaching our boys to be a productive man, and if you decide to take on that new version of himself as a father, he'll know how, because a productive man is not different than being a father. Might beg to differ, but it's okay. I want you to think about that for a second. We want you to be a part of the call and the show by calling in. Call-in number is 347-857-4192. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location. You can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number 1, and this is Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, the real grassroots talk show. And we focus on those issues in our homes, on our blocks, in our neighborhood, in our cities, in our towns, in our states. And in this country, that's what it's all about. We're focusing on these issues, building boys to be fathers of the future. You can say building boys to be productive men of the future. that include fatherhood. But she's teaching manhood. He can take on all the other challenges. Quickly, teach them how to ask for help. See, some people don't want to ask for help. Teach them to ask for help. If they're struggling, they need some help. Teach them by collaboration. Don't let it be a foreign word to him because it's a foreign word to you. Google search. Let him Google search. Tell him, go Google search collaboration, and then you talk about it. A positive male image will do that. He will do that. Teach him the ability to help others. Let him know he's a part of a team. And being part of a team is paramount when it comes to success. If you're employed by any manufacturer, and I'll use one that is closely, the Kia plant and the Hyundai plant, those individuals are on teams. Have certain things they have. When someone is missing from the team, the others have to pick it up. It's team of five losing two people, that means hard work on three people. So if you understand that for us to be successful at this Hyundai plant or Kia plant, then we got to be there every day. Because the cars don't stop rolling through that assembly line. That's what we teach our boys in life about collaboration. You can put it in any way you want to. You can put it in sports analogy. You can put it in any form you want to. You can put it, if you go to a medical office, a doctor office, you have collaboration. You have teams. Those individuals work together, and that's what he has to understand. There's no I in team. Sports shouldn't be the only place that teach teamwork. In our homes, we should be teaching teamwork. In our community, we should be talking about teamwork and collaboration. See, we always want to come in and take people who may not be fortunate enough to just want to, okay, we're going to show you this training, we're going to show this training, but we never show a collaboration. Collaboration is required in a relationship. And a relationship is not just romantic. It's a family. It's a friend. It's your church. It's your school. See, we have to teach our boys things that are going to help them. Teach them if they don't know to ask for help. The next thing is, and this is a relationship to school, so educators understand this. See, give them an F if they earn it. You know, I heard over all of 36 years, I heard, and I want to add this to it since I talked about the 36 years. That's when I, point A is when I retired. Then I decided to go back and work. I'm at a university, and I've been working at that university for 5 years. So you calculate the years. And understand 41.8. So understand, I'm proud because God blessed me to get there. And they talk about what do you have, what you got put in order to help you from the age of 65 to 85. You're going to need over $1.9 million as a minimum. I worked enough so I can calculate now because I know what's going to be coming in that I will meet that $1.9 million. No matter what health care I need, whatever I need, I will have my 1.9. Do you have your 1.9? Man, teach our boys that, you know, if, and I try to put, I'm putting that in because if you earn an F, don't blame what I heard for many years in education by our students is the teacher gave me an F. Teach him that if he didn't do any work, he earns an F. But also, share with him in a conversation, did you put the effort in? Did you manage the task that they gave to you? Now, do you believe you got what you deserve? You receive, not got, but receive what you deserve. See, when we teach them to understand that, okay, I didn't put the effort in, I actually was given what I deserved. Now I need to do something different. Oh, that's a positive male image working to make sure this young man be successful. We have to equip the parents. You as parents, grandparents, you are relatives, because when you near far, when you are relatives, you truly important that we equip the parents, the grandparents, the extended family with content. With content to help you discipline your love and engage your child no matter what age it is. Parents have to be equipped to understand there's a reason for everything. Those says a reason for the season. And I want you to keep that in mind. I want you also to continue to connect on Facebook. Thank you so much. I may not say Avina Nisa Jackson. We'll get it right. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm looking, you remember, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for being a part of it and being a part of this show. This is Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, and I am Dr. Lorenzo B. Smith, building boys to be the father of the future. Thank you for being a part of this today. We have to equip our parents with the ability to deal with our children, and especially our boys. Since we have a large number of percentage of female raising as single parents and raising our boys, we got to equip them. I always share with organizations, my organization in particular, that if we're going to have something to prepare our boys, bring their mothers and their fathers along too. Your training for them is not just for the boys. The training is for the family. We have to take ownership. We have to make sure we're part of the solution, not part of the problem. Too many times, other organizations, no particular group, they get the funding and they want to have some for our boys and they bring them into a place, but they don't invite the fathers that are available, whether they're in the home or not, or the mothers. Because both of them have to be equipped to understand that discipline, you discipline your child with love. You engage your child to understand collaboration. You engage your child to understand that you truly have to deal with something that's is two things in a healthy relationship that children have to understand as well, and they got to see you deal with it. Conflict, resolution, and compromise. See, if they see it, especially our boys, understand that sometimes you have to make sure you engage them in what's going on. I always tell my interns and those mentor teachers I deal with, I always tell them, you have a general thought of what classroom rules are, but allow your students to share in what they see as a violation, what they see as a rule in this class, because they want it not to be chaotic. Children understand they can't learn when it's chaotic. Too many times we spend so much time worried about us. Our schools are for our children. We must put people equipped as educators, as local parents, because you're responsible for them, whether you're an administrator, your staff, or whether you're a teacher, your faculty, whether you're a bus driver, whether you're the school security, you are there as their parent. I see A. Bridge Williams said, please watch the broadcast when you can. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm going to say Avenisa Jackson. I'm going to get it right, working on it. Thank you so much. So sorry for being a part of it. Let's move forward. Well, we want you to be a part of this broadcast by calling in or going to Facebook or Instagram, typing your comments. You have the availability. If you come and look for a second and go but come back, if you're still showing your name, I still need for you to type a comment or something, how you feel about Building Voice to be the father of the future. It's interactive. This is part 12, and we have many more series. You know, we're not giving up on this because we're going to grind and we're going to keep putting the word out. You may not see it. You may not see it live, but let me tell you one thing. All you go type in this title, and it will pop up on any Google search, and you can listen to this same show or the other 12, 11, the other 11 that we have. But we have other shows, and it might not be Building Boys to be Fathers. We have Battling for Boys' Future. We have many series that we're focusing on. We're going to continue to focus. I'm an advocate for our boys so they can be productive men. So I'm an advocate for productive men. And it's going to take all of us. Again, call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure to get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Just because you call in and you can just listen to the show. You don't have to press 1. That means if you want to chat with us. Thank you. And I'm going to say Wilco Sigma, the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part of this. It's truly good to have the Divine Nine as a part of this, and especially my brothers and my sisters of the Blue and White family. Thank you for taking time. Did any other Divine Nine that may you not be? I can't identify you unless you have a symbol around your picture or whatever you put in place to identify you. Then I want to say thank you for joining us. Whether you're a Shriner, whether you're an Eastern Star, a Mason, you know, whoever you are from the temple, whoever you associate as an organization, thank you for taking time. Let's quickly look at how to help our sons and our boys to be successful. These are a couple of things. I'm going to quickly go through them because I want to share this with you. See, as a parent or a person that's serving in that capacity, if you want to keep the boys on track to be successful students in school, I've mentioned about the article in the APA Journal about helping our boys be successful. We're beginning to talk more because we know especially our black boys are dealing with a fear and anxiety, and it's beginning to show up in the men's now. They have a fear and anxiety. Their fear of being in relationship, their fear of taking on a role as truly fathers, because they may be able to produce, but that don't make them a father. They're biological, the person that provided that sperm for that child to be met with the female to be produced. But are they truly, truly fathers? Because it's a lot of work. And being a father, it's a job. It's 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And we must prepare them. So now the APA Journal is saying we need to, most of those individuals that write blogs and the journals and articles realize that we got to address this problem because we're placing fearful and anxiety boys into manhood who are not ready. But we want to work on that. I'm an advocate for boys. So that means I'm an advocate for men. because I want them to be productive. Let's move forward to helping your boys be successful and to be successful students in school. See, you have to attend back to school night along with parent teacher conference and PTO meet. So you have conferences, but you have PTO meetings. Visit the school and its website. Find out those individuals that's in that school. Every website have pictures of the staff, have the bio of the staff. It's important to know who's standing in front of your son and your daughter. Support homework expectation. You should never have when your child come home, you ask a question that's been asked for year and year and year. Do you have homework? The first thing they say, no, I don't have any homework. But that's not true. See, by supporting expectation, they have homework every day. They can study or go back and review what they covered today. The day of the class, the day you're talking about having homework, go look. Make sure they spend some time, but sit there with them. That makes a boy especially, or either a child, feel special. You ain't so busy, you can't spend time with them. You got to have a homework expectation. Share it with your son or your daughter. Talk with your teachers. Talk with the administration. Find out who's teaching your children in school. Give a shout out to Dr. W_Dean. Thank you so much, Dr. Dean, for taking time to be a part of it. It's good to have you here, my brother. Thank you so much. Jackson said she's a new grandparent. And she said, this is great information that my son can use as he navigates through a new journey as a single father. We want him to be the best father he can be. He has to see role models. He has to see positive male image to see how it's done. We learn more from seeing that prepares us to do. He also said, I'm a member of Epsilon Zeta chapter. That's the same chapter that my wife and my sister are a member of in out of the great state of Georgia. And that's Atlanta. So, Sarah, thank you so much. And I'll let my most important life know, as a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, that you're joining us. Thank you so much. Let's move forward with some more things to help your son succeed. See, I'm glad she shared that because she talking about helping her son succeed as being a father to a child. See, we got to understand we take on a role as a grandparent. Our role don't end when he get 18. Our role will always be there because that's the way I experienced it myself. My father transitioned in 2020 during the pandemic, 86 years old, still lying in a bed in one of our resident facilities. And he was still teaching, still sharing the knowledge that he had. So you never gonna stop being a parent. So keep that in mind. You don't cut your child loose at 18. You got to stick with him. You got to be with them. And I'm taking this moment to share it because too many times I hear even young ladies and men say, you know, I could be glad when they get 19. I'd be glad. So what? You still got to take care. If the idea that a young lady when she gets 21, she's at least many years of maturity ahead of the boy that's 21 who now a man, and a man take, as my father said, at least 32 years to become really a man. Why would you leave him out there? Mama just said he has to navigate a new journey. The more support he has, the more successful he will be. Let's move forward with our school things that we need to make sure we do. Send your child to school ready to learn. Make sure you take time to at night to check and see what's in your son's book bag with him. Sit down and say, what you got in your book bag, son? I ain't got nothing in my book bag. You need to make sure you have some writing utensils. Make sure you have some paper. Make sure you have pens and pencils and erasers, and make sure he has an opportunity to book bag calculator. Make sure these things are already in place and should be replenished every day. Always been the challenge as a teacher, as an administrator, even as a director, a central office staff person, that we run into individuals don't have paper or pencil when it comes to school. You have to be willing to address that as a parent. You're a parent 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and 365 days a year. Let's remember that. Sarah Jackson says there will always be an opportunity for a teachable moment, always. So make sure your child is ready. He has all the necessary supplies. You went over what happened yesterday in class as homework, so they'll be ready to learn something new. Teach organization skills. That's important. They give students schedules in school. That's a structural schedule saying this is what's going to be in the play every day. And if there's any kind of adjustment, they'll let you know. You have to teach him that's organization, son. Because in your life, you got to organize your life so you can be competitive. You can be productive. Teach study skills. That's why I say when they come in and say, you have any homework? They said, no, yes, you do. Because homework is the work that you covered that day. Take time to go back and look and see what he has. Remember what we said earlier about homework expectation. Know the discipline policy. Every parent needs to be equipped with understanding what the disciplinary policy is. Every parent should have be equipped to know what the classroom disciplinary policy is. Every parent should know what the school disciplinary policy is. Every parent should know the district disciplinary policy is. If you don't have enough time to invest in your son and daughter's education, since we're talking about boys, invest in his education to know what is the policy. Are they suspending my son because he got out of his seat? Is it truly his lack of control, or is it the teacher? That's why I say know what your sons and daughter is learning in school. Know what the schedule is. Know what they, by every day seeing his work or requesting something from that teacher. It might have been, had nothing to do with this. Your son. Yes, he got up. But what are the procedures and the policies they have in class? What are they following? Know who's teaching your son. Know who's standing in front of your son every day. And ask what they are teaching. You got to remember our boys are children that always have negative stereotypes. They're going to be the first one placed in special needs. They always going to be told they need to get medicine for their behavior. They're always going to be shared either ADHD. We also always want to put the label there, troublemakers. If they got to go to school and have to deal with that, if you check any data, in particular APA did some data and said that our boys is 18% likely to be suspended or expelled from school simply for classroom disciplinary violations. Then girls. I want you to think about this. Your boys are going, so they go to school, you know, in the fruitful years trying to learn and trying to soak in and all they encounter is negative stereotypes. You have to be an advocate for your son. I'm an advocate for your son. That's why I'm doing the series. I'm an advocate for men's, productive men's. I'm an advocate because I want us to be successful. I have sons. I have a grandson. I have brothers. I have nephews. I have cousins. I want to see them successful. So if you got a problem with this, okay. I want to see boys rock. I want to see men successful. We need to make sure we focus on that so our community and our culture can survive. Families, we're struggling. We're at 30% based on U.S. Census of black families. We was 80% in 1965. Something's not right here. Our population is at, was 40 years ago, was 13% of the population of the United States. It was only 14.8. You can check the numbers. I might be off. It's okay. But you see, it hadn't grown much in 50 years. What's happening? Ask that question. Every organization, if you're part of an organization, I don't care if you're in a sorority or fraternity, focus on our cultural surviving. And we can't survive without families. And the family is just not to have our cultural goal where we have 80% of single housing. Real talk. Let's quickly push through how to empower our sons. We have 204, so we're over our time by 4 minutes. But we're going to move forth and talk about how can we empower our sons. Let our boys know that their voice matter. Let our boys know. Sarah Jackson stated this, each one teach one. It takes a village. And say, amen. It takes a whole village to raise one child. We have to keep that in mind. But let them know that they have a voice too. And their voice matters. Teach kids about personal boundaries. Some of you, if you've been an educator, you can relate to this. If you have not been an educator and been in a classroom as a teacher, everybody has boundaries. Everybody has spaces. Student have a space and you have a space. And your space is your desk. You're responsible for the whole classroom. Children have a desk, they're responsible for it. And their boundaries are based around that. I saw this student, you'll have some on your desk. Some students don't understand boundaries. You know, they'll go up there and put their hands on it. They'll pick it up. And sometimes they'll take it. They're not understanding boundaries. I have never seen most time teachers go to their desk with their space and just take some without being addressed about it. We have to teach our students that there's boundaries. There's personal boundaries, too. We have to teach them that. We have to work with our boys so they can be empowered to not to hide their feelings. If they hide their feelings as a boy, they're going to hide their feelings as a man. Please, like to share this. If you have someone doing something wrong as a child, if they're never corrected, they're going to continue to do it as an adult. Just remember the maturing process. For a girl, and she become a woman, her maturing rate is a lot higher than a man, because a man don't hit his stride until he's 32 years old. Financially, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, as well as physically. We have to keep that in mind. So we teach them at a young age not to hide their feelings so it won't build up. Y'all talk about myself personally. I don't have no problem talking about it because God has blessed me to come a long way. I can remember that I was one of those kids that was shy, quiet, wouldn't talk. Somebody do something to me, I will, you know, will keep it to myself. And that means that if you said something that offended me or did something, you know, I may not respond. I didn't go lash out at you. I pulled it back. Even as an adult, I did that. So I felt like for years I had done that, even through my childhood, even in my youthful years of growing up, even from my parents and everybody else, where I experienced some things that I just held on to. You know, my sisters would always tell the story. And basically, the sisters that are close to me. Have a younger sister, as I mentioned, just was initiated into Zeta Epsilon chapter, Zeta Phi Beta sorority just recently. She's the youngest of the group, my mom and dad. And it took me to go through some things, go through two divorces, and go through a relationship that was almost toxic. When I come out of the divorce, one way, don't know it wasn't ready, but sometimes we let our human part and let our physical part take control of. To me, to seek counsel. In 2015, I said I want to be the best version of myself. So I took an opportunity to seek counsel at Samaritan Counseling Center. And I've been doing that counseling even up today to get where I didn't take everything up and ball it up inside and don't let it out. God has blessed me to get where I am able to do that. He's blessed me to be the best version of myself. Yeah, I got to talk about myself because no matter how many degrees you have, no matter how many years of experience, your well-being is important. Just remember, your physical, emotional, mentally, spiritually, and financial well-being, if they're not mature, you can't be successful like you possibly be to want to be the best version of yourself. And I wanted to share that with you because I thought that was important. Sometimes, you know, I have several counselors that serve as co-hosts on this show, and when one of the counselors that co-hosts with me and one of the shows on Wednesday, she actually is the host and I'm the co-host. She said that's a rarity when especially with black men sharing that they do counseling. I want to be the best version. Accept me, because I'm being the best version of me. That step to being a good man. That's a step to being a great man. That's a step to being a productive man. Because you're addressing your well-being. Wholesome. And that's what it's all about. A couple more we're going to share with you right quick, and we're going to close this out. Teach our children and our boys it's okay to make safety judgment. Let's make safety judgment. Don't be afraid, because you need to make a judgment whether you should get involved with that. Should you do that? I have an 8-second rule that I always use as an administrator and as a teacher, as a coach. And I always say, you know, you have 8 seconds to think about what you're going to do next. That's all you have. And you determine. Once you make that determine what to do, you have to live with the consequences. Positive or negative. That's what life is. Amazing. You didn't see the reality of that until I watched a show called Fatal Attraction in For My Man that's on one of the networks. Giving them a palm pull. You know, I watch that some of the individuals involved, a lot of times it's the women, they have just that one opportunity in 8 seconds to make the right decision. But a lot of times this show is created because they didn't make 8 seconds. Use that as 8-second rule. That's why I share with all my students, where I supervise, where I was a teacher to, where I'm an administrator to. I share it with them always. You have 8 seconds. Use the 8-second rule throughout life now. You can make safety judgment in 8 seconds. Help boys understand their challenges. There are some challenges out there. Negative stereotype is a challenge. Don't think it's not there. It's not only there in school. It's in the community. It's in this world. You know, if we are the ones that are identified as troublemakers, the ones that are aggressive, and that we're the ones that are going to be the one on the way to prison, we're going to do violent acts, not only do your culture, your people around you see that. People only hear that, believe that. I was so amazed when at this time my dad was in the hospital, so it had to be in 2019 before the pandemic. And I was going to one of the hospital in the areas where he was there, being there, they were giving him the best health services as possible. And I got off work. That mean that I'm going to push it back a little further. And I was dressed real, you know, had a suit on, looking real nice, I'm upset at. And I got on the elevator with a female of a majority culture. She had a purse, she clutched her purse real hard on the elevator. So I see, they wasn't looking at how I was dressed, they were looking at the color of my skin. And it was looking at me as a black man. That's why it's important what one man do is set the standard for another man. Well, let me put it closer to home, and I'm gonna get out of here because I've got too much things I want to talk about. Ladies, women, be careful what you say about the men that's in our culture. Because everybody will take you for what you say. I'm going to give you a good example. You know what that example is? I was in a relationship with someone about 10 years ago. You know what they say? All men cheat, all men lie. And now I had to remind them, only the men you dealt with before me did that on you. So using an anecdotal experience to say about every man. Can people hear you? Of other culture will hear you when you say it. So they see every black man, your And I always tell people, think about when you say that. You're talking about your husband. You're talking about your son when you say that. You're talking about your brother when you say that. You're talking about your cousin when you say that. When you said men, that is not the way we need to see one another. Just because of the experience you had with the person, and always, one thing is clear about that, that women don't ever want to share. Some do. Some don't want to share. You picked him. If he cheated on you, you picked him. If he did some things that weren't right, you picked him. You picked him. Nobody else picked him. So you need to check yourself a little bit because you selected. And you're going to say, I didn't know that. Oh, that's not true. You know what I was saying? When people show themselves, believe what you see. But you know what you didn't want to believe, what you see. See, he made you tingle. So that's one of the things that caused you not to be able to see. Or you go, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. So you take that experience and place it on every man. Your brother, your husband, your boyfriend, your grandson, your son, your extended family members that are men, are boys. Why should we continue to do? I'm actually no longer do that because you've done nothing to help our cultural men. We have to lift each other up. Some of us so bitter because of what has happened, and we try to identify everybody. And like I said, when you say it outside and people hear you, they're going to repeat it because they don't know any different. They're not living in your culture. They're not in your home. They're not in your community. So let's work hard on working on our boys, pillars who are positive in their life. That's mothers and fathers, because both you are the pillars. Help our children, help our boys to understand the challenges. I just said that. Next is encourage daily routine. Have a routine for them. That empowers them. Teach our kids to dream big. And sometimes we don't want to do that. Teach them to dream big. Teach them if they choose the right profession in STEM, they have an opportunity. Science, technology, engineering, and math. They have an opportunity to be financially successful. Teach them. Don't run away from the tough classes. Don't run away from the tough classes. They need to have the science, the technology. They need to have the math, engineering. Here's what's amazing. I think about my own life. I think about when I was in high school and when I was a young boy, I liked drawing a lot. I do cartoons. You know, I draw homes. I do a lot of stuff. And it's amazing that my first choice in high school for a vocation was drafting. So I did drafting from the 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. And that inspired me to go into what my future I felt it would be. So as I was also an athlete, so I was involved with a lot of things going on outside of just, you know, in the classroom, or a lot of clubs and everything. Did fairly well in school, and I chose to go to, when I went to college, I chose to go to and major in engineering. And in engineering, I had an outlet of, and what I wanted to do, my dream was to build bridges and build roads. So you're talking about that type of engineer. Still with the background in drafting, able to draw and do some things. I can remember when I was in high school, I drew the first home that I would like to have that I could build on my own. I got there yet to build it yet, but it was one of the first homes. Not realizing the difference being then, and what we're talking about now is the same thing that we were talking about 50 years ago, 40 years ago. Science, technology, engineering, and math. Place your son, put that in front of them, talk with them so they can potentially be very successful and have a chance to really reach that goal that you have and they have for themselves so they can be empowered. So set up a daily routine. Have your children to have big dreams, because that was a big dream. Dream of, you know, being able to play this sport that I love so dear was football, to get into the NFL. See, we had the same dreams back then, but I had some things outside of just that. Some of our young people, that's all they dream, being an entertainment, being in the NFL. The biggest thing is I want to do engineering. I want to be drafting, even with school there. Sometimes things don't work out financially. And I end up transferring to a college that was known for teacher's education. And I said I could teach too. So I chose to go into a field that I could teach. And God bless me now to be 41.8. See, God is good. See, he has a plan for you, even though you may have a plan yourself. I thank the Lord. I don't feel bad, but I'm saying now with your boys, and your, especially your boys, push them towards science, technology, engineering, and mechanics, or math, if you want to call it. They want to be, dream big and financially be successful. Those are fields they must get in, because it's about building. Men are good at building. Boys is good at building. And that's what it requires. But the financial that comes along with, advantage that comes along, is good for them. If they want to go into teaching, it's fine. If they want to go into business, it's fine. They can go anything they want to. I'm just saying, for your boys, start them off very young. If they're your grandbaby, you said, your grandbaby, start beginning, because they're going to pick up things. They want to build. They want to, you know, take logo. They want to take things and beat on. They want to do, start and just emphasize that. Have talk with your son about emphasizing that young, positive role model. You can be one. And as you share with your grandson, and as you share with him the things that, no, you can't teach him to be a man. Because manhood is something that only be taught by men. People may not agree with me, but I tell you, he has to see it himself. So that's why we talk about positive role models. So work with your son and your grandson and talk and share, even though he's maybe just months old or a year old, just start beginning to place things in front of them. So let them know, let them hear you speak so they can speak correctly. You know, tell them you love them. Show your feelings. This is the beginning of this. This is what we're talking about, preparing boys, building boys to be fathers of the future and help your son. You love him, help him. That's important. I'm not even saying anything about his father. I'm just saying you talk and share that you're a grandbaby. Help them. Steer them towards science, technology, engineers, math. Because if they want to be financially mature and successful, those are the fields. It is not professional sports. It's not entertainment. I want to thank you, Sarah, so much for saying that this was a great share. Thank you for being a part of it. And I want to thank each and every one of you. I'm way over my time. I got about 4 minutes to close this out. On tonight, we have the Dr. Lowe's Show, the Real Relationship Talk Show with No Filters. It comes on at 7 o'clock. It's scheduled for 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get you some lunch. Get you some dinner. Get you something to relax and dessert and be ready to go at 7 o'clock. See, God is good. He has blessed us one more time. We're able to share with you. And thank you for being interactive as well. It's all about you being a part of it. This is an interactive platform. Thank you so much, each and every one of you all of my brothers and sisters of the Blue and White family of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Thank the Divine Nine for being a part of it. And all of you that, whether you're in the group-led organization or not, thank you for taking time. If you have a business, you know, if you want to come on and share your business, and I want you to be able to do it, I have no problem with you. Just let me know. Send an email to me. That's LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Not looking for anything, but just you coming on, sharing it, and we'll set a format up, and we'll let you share what you're doing to make a difference in our community and how you can help our community with our entrepreneurs, our young entrepreneurs, and individuals who want to move in that direction. If you have a business, you're interested, if you're an educator, take time. Let me know. Say, I want to come on and talk a little bit about school and our boys. I'd like to hear from you. I want to talk with you. You've been awesome. But check us out tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. excuse me, Central Standard Time. Dr. Lowe's show, the real, I'm sorry, the Real Relationship Talk Show that with no filters. And we're going to talk about truly, this is relationships. Is it time to give up on being married? We're going to talk about that tonight. You have an awesome rest of the day. You're on WBSW, the internet station, and we're number one. And we're proud to have an opportunity to say that, heard in 38 countries. And thank you for all the listeners on the social media platforms. We have Instagram, Beta Phi Sigma, Greenwood, we're number 10. President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. We have Facebook. We have facebook.com/DRLDIversionSmith. On the blog talk format, WBSW Radio, we have you the opportunity on blog talk. You have an opportunity to take this. Go to Google search, type in WBSW Radio, blog talk, and it'll pop up. We're the voice of the Smith Wave Reduction. We're so glad to be here. God has been good. I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. My hashtag truly, truly goes along with love. See, that's the start of my hashtag, love. From my heart, it's truly love from my heart. I ask you to be responsible. I ask you to keep on grinding. I want you to be able to understand. And truly, God has blessed us one more time. So have an awesome rest of the day. And we'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock. And as we close out, you know, you're number one. And I want you to know that. Truly, truly want you to know that. So have an awesome rest of the day. And I want to say, yeah, I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the day. We'll talk to you at 7 tonight, Dr. Lowe's show.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Woo! Back again.
That's right.
Luda. Get meaner and meaner each time, baby. Feeling real good, too.
Holla at him.
What up, Uncle Faith?
Yeah.
I'm a bull in this industry, man. Some would rather run down and get one cow. I think I'd rather walk down and get them all. You know what I'm talking about, right? Look, I'm never going nowhere, so don't try me. My music sticks in fans' veins like an ivy. Flow poison like ivy. Oh, they grimy. Already offers on my 6th album for labels trying to sign me. Respected highly. Hi, Mr. O'Reilly. Hope all is well. Kissed the plaintiff and the wifey. Drove through the window. The industry supersized me. Now the